You're listening to the WHO podcast for the week of October the 22nd, 2007. I'm Ian Simpson. In this episode, why 500,000 women still die every year giving birth and what can be done about it, getting medicines to people with drug-resistant TB, and how peanut butter could be the best recipe for malnourished children. The focus in the public health world has been on the extraordinary number of women who still die while giving birth. It's estimated that each year about 500,000 women die in pregnancy and childbirth. The world set a series of ambitious goals in the year 2000, including cutting the number of women who die in pregnancy and childbirth by three quarters by 2015. So far, the progress has been slow, and the message was that unless that changes, the goal will be missed, and large numbers of women will continue to die giving birth. Daisy Mafubelu is the WHO Assistant Director General for Family and Community Health. At a press briefing here in Geneva, she talked about the Women Deliver Conference, one of the initiatives being taken to increase the focus on this problem.
Over the last few years, we have lost very many mothers and children due to causes that are entirely preventable. Over the last 20 years, we've produced evidence on interventions that work. So as it is today, we know exactly what works, but sadly, we still lose a lot of lives. Every minute of every day, we continue to lose a woman. A woman dies either during pregnancy or during childbirth. So the question is, if we know the interventions, why do we continue to lose so many lives?
The WHO Assistant Director General, Daisy Mafubelu. Other news now. Earlier this month, a new initiative was launched to get drugs for tuberculosis that is resistant to first-line drugs to 19 countries. The project was launched by the Stop TB Partnership and Unitaid. It will benefit 750,000 people who might not otherwise get treatment or could have their treatment interrupted. October 16 marks World Food Day, and the theme this year is the right to food. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization used the occasion to call for a renewed commitment to guarantee the right to food for the world's hundreds of millions of hungry people. Part of WHO's work focuses on the needs of malnourished children. The best way to help them is by using a product made out of peanut paste with mineral and vitamin supplements. André Briand was one of the inventors of the product. He came into the WHO studio to tell me more. You were involved in the development of what's come to be known as the ready-to-use therapeutic food, weren't you?
I mean, the development took place about 10 years ago now. And so we're talking more about it these days because the idea became more widely accepted.
And what exactly is it? What's special about this combination of things?
About 10 years ago, the WHO made a recommendation for treating children with severe acute malnutrition using a diet which was prepared with milk powder, oil and sugar and vitamin and minerals. This diet was working very well, but it had a problem that it had to be prepared with clean water, which meant it was possible to use it only in hospitals. And a few years ago, so it was in 97, I think, I had the idea of changing slightly the recipe. And actually I had the idea by looking at the jar of chocolate spread. Mm-hmm. And when I noticed that the balance between protein and energy and lipids were more or less the same in this chocolate spread than in the diet recommended by WHO. So then this came to change a little bit the recipe, replacing part of the dry skim milk entering into the recipe by peanut butter and getting something that the child could eat directly without the addition of water.
But as I understand it, WHO is not recommending chocolate spread.
Actually, we don't recommend any recipe. What we recommend is a nutritional formulation, and then people can adapt it. And this is what I did a few years ago. In practice, what is used most commonly is peanut butter. And the advantage of peanut butter is that it has a salty taste. And the mineral and vitamin, the minerals we add to this mix have a salty taste. So the two go well together. If you try to use a chocolate spread with a salty test, it won't work.
So how exactly is this used? This doesn't need to be mixed with anything?
No, you just give this food, either it comes into a sachet or in a small cup, and the child eats it directly. And if the child is severe malnutrition, not associated with any complication, then he can consume this food at home. And in the old days, I would say not so long ago, it was necessary to keep the child treated as an inpatient for at least 3 to 4 weeks. And now very often, about 80% of the children are not admitted to hospital. They are just treated with this food at home.
And how widely is it used now?
Well, not enough. Well, now it's becoming increasingly used, especially in a few countries where local production is taking place. I'm thinking about Ethiopia, Malawi and Niger. It is being used now on a wide scale, but there are many countries where it's still unknown.
And are there efforts being made to make it more widely available, more widely known?
Definitely, and on this we're collaborating very closely with UNICEF, and UNICEF developed a plan to increase production at the country level in all countries with a high prevalence of severe acute malnutrition, and definitely the use of this kind of product will increase dramatically in the coming years.
WHO's André Brion. Thanks for listening to my last WHO podcast. For the latest public health news and more information about WHO's work, visit our website, www.who.int.